Weekly, we focus on the work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, we learn about Family Promise of Grand Rapids, providing assistance to kids and their families facing a housing crisis. So we hear from you, Director of Development and Community Engagement, Kate O'Keefe. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, Shelley.
And, of course, WGBU Grant Manager, Steve Chapel in the house. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Shelley. Hi, Kate. And hello to all of our listeners.
Yay. All right. Disclosure, I'm on your advisory council. So
She is. We love Shelley.
So I'll just listen and learn more than I know that Family Promise of Grand Rapids is a necessary staple in our own backyard. So I will turn to you, Kate, for the basics of who you are.
Mm-hmm. So Family Promise of Grand Rapids provides emergency shelter to families, and that's how I wanted to start this off. When we think of homelessness, we don't always think of kiddos. But this morning, I want you to picture a six-year-old kid, because that is the average age of children we serve. We serve families with children who are homeless. We make sure those families get the basic resources they need, food, clothing, diapers, formula, and then we help families find a place to call home. Once they move home, we walk alongside them for up to 9 months to ensure they don't become homeless again. So that's the housing stabilization we are passionate about.
Well, Kate, as you may know, WGBU is partnering with a lot of organizations administering a multi-year grant in partnership with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation looking at racial equity, equity for all residents. And so when I found out about Family Promise, I was excited, quite frankly, with not only your mission, but your approach to caring for the whole individual family members. And can you talk a little bit about, when you say provide housing, mm-hmm. how do you go about that? There's a process, mm-hmm. and we were talking a little bit before we went on air about critical time intervention, so walking alongside the family. So I have two questions. What sources of housing do you have? Mm-hmm. What programs are involved in that? And then how do you walk alongside family members to make sure they stay on their feet?
This is so fun because we're getting into the weeds, and this is like my favorite part because your listeners will need to know this, right? Our affordable housing programs are multifaceted. We've got a Partners in Housing program, which takes mobile home or manufactured homes. We can buy those, get a family in a house in about 6 weeks. That family, then we walk alongside that family, which I'll talk about. And then that family actually gets the title to the home after about 9 months. They become a homeowner. From homeless to homeowner in about 9 months. It's unbelievable. The program is super successful. We've housed over 100 families this way. 90% of those families are still housed a year or two later. So we know it's working. So that's our Partners in Housing program. And then we have a shared housing program. So we are getting ready to buy some homes and get families in community, right? When you've got a single mom and another single mom, one mom's working third shift, one mom's working first shift, they can help each other. And not only practically, but just as a support for one another, living together, sharing those costs, but having their own private spaces.
Well, and I think emotional support is one of the most critical components, is it not? Yes. If there's someone going through maybe a myriad of stresses in their life, economic stresses, job stresses, relationship stresses, loneliness.
Absolutely.
And so that emotional support.
It's key. You know, our families will tell us when they, when they enter shelter, there is a lot of shame around that. Their moms are struggling. They're isolated. And then they see other families who are struggling, and there's this aha moment that, you know, I didn't choose this. Our families are falling into this. They're working. They're doing everything right. But they're meeting other families who are struggling, and there is a support network there that lasts. Those relationships last long after families are leaving shelter.
Kate, what changes have we seen for families of color around homelessness?
Yes. So we have consistently seen over the last 20 years the number of homeless families on the rise. We can adamantly tell you that families of color becoming homeless have also risen drastically. We know that the root causes to these issues are systemic. Steve and I, we got to talk about that a little bit, right? The system was created in a really unfair way. And so the top three causes for families of color who are homeless are a lack of economic capital within their social networks, a lack of housing, and our criminal justice system. It's really unbelievable. So we know that persons of color are, it's like a double whammy, right? There's an economic disadvantage and we're in a housing crisis. Two big blows. And now we've got hundreds of families who are homeless tonight. And they're families of color. We got to do something different.
Families of color make up over 35% of all residents in Grand Rapids. And what percent of the families that Family Promise helps are families of color?
Over 70% families in our emergency shelter.
I was intrigued with your website in many respects, one of which is your commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah.
So you really treat all families, of course, equally. And so you talked about systemic issues. Mm-hmm. Does Family Promise then partner with a lot of other organizations, not just to tackle the homeless issue, but maybe jobs, maybe mm-hmm. other needs like transportation and the like?
Absolutely. So I can talk to that on a national level as well as a mm-hmm. local level. Nationally, Family Promise National is really working hard on a bill called the Homelessness, Youth, and Child Act of 2017. This is a bipartisan bill that removes barriers of HUD. So gets a little technical, but basically as a nation, we are working to change some of the definitions of HUD to allow that to include children, because right now it's just too narrow, which means kiddos aren't getting funding. So nationally, we're involved in that. So call your representative. Mm-hmm. But locally, we are working as a community with K-Connect, and Pam Perriott, who's the president there at K-Connect, is leading the charge. We are getting ready to bring the community together with that social equity, diversity, inclusion lens to change the whole system. Let's flip this on its head and let's make this something where no persons of color are homeless at this rate again.
Now, you also work with private landlords, because we often hear of people of color being treated unfairly mm-hmm. and unjustly as far as being able to rent mm-hmm. for a myriad of reasons. So does your organization help to really address that issue of unfair rental practices and help kind of bridge that process?
Yeah. And you had said, you know, you'd ask earlier, who are we partnering with? We are. We partner with ICCF. We partner with the Grand Rapids Urban League and the Housing Commission. And we all have to do this work together. Not one agency can do it in a silo, right? So we're consistently at meetings and advocating for some of the things you're talking about. But yes, we right now have a program where we specifically work with local landlords. You know, they're crushing it right now, and I'm excited for them. It's a good time to be a landlord. But we're asking local landlords to say, could you give us 2 apartment units at a discounted rate? You have got 10 other units at market rate, and they're doing really well. Could you give our families 2 units? We then walk alongside that family, vouch for that family, and we are in partnership with the family, the landlord, and Family Promise. It takes a village.
And, of course, you're very strong with your relationships with your both your host and your support congregations.
Here, yes. Right? I'm glad you brought that up, Shelley. The congregations in our community play a major role. Not only do we have churches throughout Grand Rapids and the greater Grand Rapids area providing shelter, housing, basic needs, food to families, they provide what you talked about, community, network, support, just being a listening ear for somebody who is, for the 10th time, been told no. On a landlord application.
Yes, Family Promise of Grand Rapids providing emergency shelter and basic needs to families and kids experiencing homelessness. Kate O'Keefe, Director of Development and Community Engagement. What's the solution? How do we move forward?
I think our solutions locally, we're really excited about the K-Connect. We're looking at rebuilding a homeless system that includes families with children. I think nationally we can do some exciting work with changing some laws around here. We've got some systemic issues that we can really look at and make an impact for kiddos. And then the last piece I would say is never underestimate the power of one person doing one thing. You can volunteer. You can host a diaper drive. We're coming up in the holidays. We've got over 90 families in emergency overflow hotel shelters. It's completely depleted our resources from food to clothing. So do something.
And I think it's a misnomer, misperception on behalf of many people Well, why doesn't someone just go out and get a job and then they can move into an apartment?
But our families are working.
Are working.
Yes.
And so there, when you look at the price of a new apartment,
yes,
often requiring a down payment, security deposit, so on and so forth. Some accept animals, some do not, pets. So that, I think, is something that we all as a community need to come around. And is there a lack of affordable housing? Families are really trying.
Yes. As a data point, over 70% of our families are coming into shelter employed or with income. So, yeah, to just break that myth right there, right here this morning, families are working hard to two or three different jobs. So, you know, that the issue is a two-bedroom apartment costs about $1,000 a month. That's a mortgage. Who can afford that working at minimum wage?
Kate, how do we find out more information about Family Promise of Grand Rapids?
Well, you can visit our website at www.familypromisegr.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are Family Promise of Grand Rapids, and we are here to end homelessness for one family at a time.
Headquartered on Cherry Street there, and again, a great opportunity to be involved. Cool.
And I will say that the Family Promise website is one of the most robust, well-organized, and informative resources that I've seen in a long time. You can go there and see their monthly newsletters, their annual reports, who they partner with. They even tell some of the stories of families being helped. So, yeah, I encourage all of our listeners to go to familypromise.org and check all of that out.
Great. Yes, in this fall issue of your newsletter, I'm holding in my hand again, Ending Homelessness One Family at a Time. I like Jennifer's story.
Jennifer is another family just here in Grand Rapids who is doing everything right. Could not get her feet under it. You said yourself, to move into an apartment today, you need $3,000 saved up. By the time, you know, our families are working and a kiddo gets sick and you, it's just a downward spiral into homelessness. And Jennifer struggled with that. We were able to get her into shelter, wrap the community around her, connect her to community resource, as she is home with her kids today.
Bet she's even listening. Kate O'Keefe, thank you very much on behalf of Family Promise of Grand Rapids. Steve?
Well, I invite all of our listeners, if they've missed any part of this very informative and exciting interview with Kate O'Keefe, to go to the WGVU news page a little bit later this afternoon, to the Mutually Inclusive radio page, and they can hear all of this interview, as well as many others that focus on creating equity for all of the residents.